Now, the man standing in his way to Sunday's final is the fifth seed, Joe Wilfred Songa. Let's talk now to Andy Murray's grandmother, Shirley Erskine. Shirley, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you feeling then on the morning of what must be your grandson's biggest day?
Well, we've had a few mornings like that.
We have.
And I don't think the feelings are any different. I think a mixture of nervousness, excitement and great pride, of course.
Of course.
Yes.
I mean, what's he like with you? Is he a good grandson?
Oh, yes. He's lovely.
How many grandsons have you got?
I've got two grandsons and two granddaughters.
Really?
Yeah.
So now, your other grandson, does he feel that he's really got to up his game to kind of get in your good book? Because, you know, I can't imagine your other grandson. Well, he won't be, no. I mean, he's a tennis player, but he's not like fourth best in the world.
No, well, Jamie is the elder by 15 months.
Yeah.
And at one time he was the better player of the two. That's way back when they were about kind of 10 and 11 years old. But Jamie now concentrates on playing doubles and enjoys that thoroughly. He's a totally different player. He's a, you know, serve volleyer type of player. He's not a baseline, you know, baseline player as such. He's got a totally different game here, and he plays, you know, he plays very good doubles.
So, Are you going to be watching the match today, or are you one of those people who are like, you know what, I'm just going to have to leave the house and then I'll find out the result afterwards?
No. We always watch. He knows we're there. We were down in Wimbledon all of last week, but we had to come home on Sunday for various reasons. But
oh, is that it? That's it? Oh.
No, I'm saying we're making, what's the word I'm looking for? We're making timid preparations for going back down again.
Really? So when we get the shot of kind of his mum and his girlfriend, is that where you are? You're in that area?
Yes, and it's in the player's guest box, but there's a gangway in between, so that we're usually sitting on the other side, you know, adjacent to the team, but on the other side, if you see what I mean.
Still in a special area.
Yes, we're very privileged. Andy has to, a certain number of guest tickets, as do his opponents. So we're lucky enough to get
two of
the guest tickets when we're there. So
I was going to say, you're his gran. You should absolutely be getting one of the guest tickets, for goodness sake. So where are you going to be watching it today, just at home?
Well, we'll see. Yes, I think probably that is the answer. But we're still kind of undecided what, you know, whether we're going to do a mad dash or what we're going to do. But we've got a dog to consider. So
yeah. How's it when you were down there and you were speaking to him? How's he feeling about the whole?
He's very relaxed. Mm. We don't talk tennis at all when we
really.
No. When we meet up with him, he wants to know all about what's going on in the family and
how our
puppy is, because he's a dog lover. He's got two dogs of his own and. You know, he wants to know what's going on at home and what everybody's doing. And we never, ever talk tennis other than saying, well done yesterday or whatever. We tend to speak to him out at the practice courts because he doesn't come near the main courts except when he's playing.
No, of course.
For obvious reasons.
Yeah, exactly. The man would get absolutely, absolutely mobbed. Whenever people talk about Andy Murray, and I will hold my hands up and say I'm as guilty, there is kind of the image that he is he's serious,
reserved.
I think he's a diplomatic, reserved. I mean, what do you think when you hear people kind of talk about him in those terms?
Well, it used to rile us a lot when he was younger, and I'd think, you know, how can people just be so judgmental when they don't even know him? And, you know, he was very shy of the media, you know. I think it's taken him quite a long time to, you know, be comfortable with
media. Oh, yeah, you can tell he's really come on in press interviews in the past couple of years.
Yes.
You know, he's really kind of come out of himself. What is it that, because we have been talking about him this morning, and whenever we play a clip, when you hear him, he talks in that kind of very flat kind of, as you say, that kind of reserved voice.
Yes,
what
yes.
is it that makes him smile? What makes him laugh?
Well, he's got a very dry sense of humour.
He has.
And usually I can make him laugh because the first thing he'll say will be something kind of, you know, semi-critical, you know, about, like, you've shrunk, Gran. And then I retaliate by saying, well, you're far too thin and you're far too tall. And he sort of tucks me under his armpit, you know. And